Things are a cooking. We're doing a lot of work on you. You might have noticed, or you may not. That's quite all right. There's a lot of healing going on today. And that's a big part of this, because you've got to heal this past. You've got to experience the energy of healing. We want to explain just very briefly what the energy of healing is, right? You are a collection of all your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, your orientations, your identity, your story, your image, what you perceive about your past, what you perceive about your genetic heritage and your traditions, what you perceive about your future and your possibilities and potentials, how you compare yourself to others, etc., and your culture and your relationship to your society, your relationship to the divine. All of this, all of these pieces of you all vibrate at certain frequencies. We can look at your energy field, and it's filled with all sorts of frequencies. Certain frequencies that are very high and shining and brilliant in a place that you've cleared and healed. A place where you're uplifted and empowered and free and in mastery. And places that have not been healed, places that still are stubborn, old, twisty places, will perceive those as kind of darker frequencies, heavier frequencies, sludgy energy. They don't sparkle and dance. They don't sizzle. They just kind of trudge along. Right? And your energy field is made up of all these pieces moving around. It's quite the picture. It's extraordinary. And there's pictures of people floating around in there, people that you're thinking about, and whatever you're thinking about's in there, and all your ideas and plans and blah, 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 it's all in there. And it's a kind of a big soup that surrounds you. And overall, there comes a kind of an overall sense of frequency, an overall energy. From the mixture and admixture and mingling on the working together in whatever level of dissonance or harmony all these pieces have, you get this kind of overall gestalt, you might say, overall picture. Healing happens when the one who is the vehicle for healing, to heal, for example, you come to this workshop, we are the quote-unquote healer, even though essentially you are the healer, as your divine self is the healer. You're the God, goddess, all that is in you is the healer. But we are the vehicle, we are the facilitator. And those of you who do energy healing or do any kind of healing like Reiki or quantum touch or whatever, you are the facilitator of the healing. The job of the facilitator is to connect with the resonance of the one who needs healing, to feel that overall gestalt, to get that sense of it, that energy of it. And then to dream and imagine that person healed and what that frequency would be overall, what that light would look like, what it would look like to have the pieces of the energy field in harmony, all of them light and bright and dancing. And the particular area of struggle, the area of pain, the area of illness, of dysfunction, of limitation, which is the darkest, to imagine that the brightest, to imagine that clean, clear, healed. And to get an image of how all this new healed energies would work together in this self. So that you can get an overall frequency idea of the person, the overall gestalt, on a much higher frequency level, much more in alignment with the divine self that that person, the healee, is. And what the healer does is continuously hold the connection to the picture of that healed self and makes a connection or bridge to the one being healed until the one being healed lifts to the new frequency. The one that is a facilitator doesn't go and focus on, oh, here's the problem and here's the stuff and so on. Let's release it. But the ultimate intention of the facilitator is to move into that lightness, to move into that freedom, to move into the love, to move into that safety of the healed energy. So any healing session needs to hold that higher frequency, not delve into the pain of the past, not to listen to the story, the old story, not to get sucked into that, but to hold a new story, to imagine for that person a new frequency and insist that they come up there. Come on, come on, this is the way. Come on, come on, lift, lift, lift. And you can do it through love, just by touching and holding the person. You can do processes where you engage the person to lift their consciousness, to free themselves, to rise. Anything that you can do to lift and to brighten the frequencies, to speed them up, to move the energies into more harmony, will affect a healing in the person. Now, that's an energetic healing, a spiritual healing. The client or the healee can leave the session and the next day decide to, oh, go right back to the old patterns, take back on the sludge and the darkness. There's nothing that the healer or the healer facilitator person can do about that. It's the choice of the healee. However, today, we as the facilitators, and you are the healees, we suggest to you that all the healing that we have initiated today and the healing that is going to come to wrap up this day, we suggest that you make a decision, a choice, as soon as you can. As soon as you feel that you are willing to bring these inner selves into their healing, to hold yourself into a life of harmonic integration, to not seek the peace by avoidance, rejection, or struggle, but to seek the peace through healing yourself and allowing the divine in you to heal you and to keep the resonance up, to keep the energy up, so that ultimately on the physical level, whatever your commissioner challenge is, that your outside or external reality or your physical body or whatever it is in the physical manifestation of your challenge can no longer proliferate. It can no longer expand. Because you see, it will expand as long as it's needed to force yourself to go deeper, to do more healing. But it will turn around. Things will shift. Things will change. Things will lighten. And those who have healed themselves of whatever issue it is, physical, emotional, relationship, financial, whatever it is, will discover that by holding a consistently high resonance in a harmonious state, that they simply get all sorts of magical and supportive messages from the universe that will not only reinforce what they're doing, but will bring to them anything that is still outstanding that needs to be addressed. So a lot of people think that they're going to get a healing and then they're not going to have to address any stuff anymore. So no, you're getting a healing today. But that doesn't mean that there won't be more stuff that will show up. Do not take it personally. Don't react like the adolescent, resenting it. Oh no, more to work on. Poor me. I have to work so hard on it, this stuff. Oh, gosh, why is it still coming back to me? Or the child, oh, gosh, I can't deal with this. I'm an overwhelm. I can't handle it. Let me find somebody to take care of it for me. Or the young adult, oh, I guess I didn't do it. I guess I didn't make it. I guess I, let me go into fantasy. Oh, I'm going to find the way. It'll work out. Everything will be just fine. Or, I've got to work really, really hard now. I've really got to apply myself. Oh, damn it. I didn't do good enough. I didn't do enough. Now I got to do more. Okay, crack the whip. Let's get going. Don't go there. You don't have to go there again.
Where shall we go?
Go into the spiritual adult whose motivation is that inner peace and harmony that comes from the healing. So if those things show up, say, okay, the universe is showing me the places where I have yet to take my power, the place where I have yet to heal my adolescent. Let me go and deal with the adolescent. Let me go deal with the child again. Let's go and take them back into their perfect world. Let's take them back there again. Do not resent it. And do not judge yourself for having to do it multiple times. See, the young adult thinks you do it once, it should be perfect now. And if it's not perfect, well, you're a failure, we're going to have to do it again. And you have to do it better now. We have to do another system. We have to find another system, another healer, another something. Clear and heal the inner selves that are freaking out. And take back your power. Just what we did in that little meditation. To take back your power. To take your power as a spiritual being. To claim who you are. And to look at it from that perspective, not taking it personally, but seeing it, oh, universe is sending me some feedback. Know that what you have done, you have done. Doesn't mean you failed at it. There may be just a little side piece here, a little side piece there. You will probably not have more than two or three of them if you can hold your resonance. And if you do hold your resonance, you can turn around those challenges. You won't buy into the whole story and fall back into the whole story and be back into the old self and go back into the old school of spiritual kick-ass growth. You don't have to go back. It's a choice. Choose to always love yourself. Choose to stay in your spiritual adult. And your responses will be different. And then you can take action. Oh, that's a place I always give my power. Oh, that's a place I always drain my energy. That's a place where I always martyr myself. That's a place where I always let myself get victimized. That's the place where I always let somebody pull the rug out from under me. That's where in the past it was. This time, be loving and gentle and kind to yourself. Don't go into the old strategies, defenses, mechanisms. And most of all, let go of the old story. This is big shift, dear ones. This is big opportunity. You've come here to do this work. You're going to do it one way or another, sooner or later. Why not now? It's important never to judge yourself. If you feel like you haven't done it good enough, just fire the slave driver. Get back into your spiritual light. Get back into your power and move from there. Universe is not sending this to you to mess you up, to hurt you, to punish you. Your younger selves are not showing up and freaking out and trying to drag you around and create suffering for you, just out of hostility. They are saying, hey, hey, take care of us, take care of us. Here's a piece we got to take care of. On a day-to-day basis, you can take care of it. You have the tools now. Yeah, at first it's going to take a bit for you to figure out how to use it and how to move with it and get into the flow of it. But you've got the tools now. You can identify it. You don't have to think it's you, that you're the schmuck. That's a judgment. That's a limitation. You don't have to go there anymore. Say, oh, look, I'm a powerful reality creator, and I've created this and brought this in so that I can heal it. Become the healer. Become the healer, the divine healer of you. Step into that role. Identify with that self, not with the damaged self any longer. Not with the angry, resentful self any longer. Not with the sad, tired, helpless self. Identify with the healer, divine healer within you. What does the divine healer within you wish you to do, feel, experience, take care of now, out of love for yourself? All right. We're going to open the floor to questions. So if anyone has a question, you want to raise your hand, Daniel will give you the mic.
Hi, Galaxis, this is Lynn.
Hello.
I've recently been figuring out that I do my... Now the word's gone out of my head. Continuum of change? Is that challenge?
Commission of challenge.
Commission of challenge. Well, the two C's, right. I do it in various areas of my life. Sometimes I go at work, sometimes with my family, sometimes with my finances, sometimes with my health. And I finally figured out I just flat out do it with struggle. And I get my self-worth from overcoming struggle. And of course I grow tremendously every time I do one of these struggle things. Mm-hmm. So how do I, and I've worked before and done Lazarus stuff and done stuff from your tapes, and I keep going back to it. So this is super, absolutely stupendous what we've done today. How do I get out of that habit of going back to it again?
All right, habit. The habit of returning to and repeating the past. You know, earlier we talked about how it's really easy if you don't heal these selves that you will just take the past and you will just kind of, while you're not looking, go and put it into the future and keep recreating your commission of challenge. And it's very perceptive of you to see how you have found value in out of struggle. Well, the first thing you want to do is to take the value out of struggle. Because the value given to struggle is given by the social or immature ego. Because the ego here is saying, and this has to do, of course, with the twisted, dysfunctional adolescent, has to do with that if you rise above struggle, if you are triumphant, then what you have become is the hero. All right? And what is the essence of movies, you know, for adolescents? The hero movie. Mm-hmm. Now, admittedly, in your culture, it's most likely, you know, high-tech special effects movies with superheroes that save the world, right? You know, or some kind of man, regular guy, but somehow or another he's clever and smart enough to save the world. The hero mythology is part of your identity of the past. That makes sense to you, yes?
Yes.
All right. You want to give the hero up. because you're the context, the definition of hero. It's like, I'm the warrior of light, I'll fight the darkness. Well, the warrior of light who fights the darkness has got to have a damn lot of darkness to fight. And if that's your identity, you'll continue to create darkness. It's like the problem solver. How many of you have played that one? Have you ever gotten rid of problems? Of course not. Because there's so much value in the problem solver. I have solved the problem. Yes! Man, I'm on top of my game. I'm really smart. I'm sharp. I'm really clever here. Can you forego this cheap hit, this cheap thrill? Can you let that piece of your identity go?
Yes.
All right. Because you see, the fear of your adolescent self is that if you let that piece go, there's going to be this horrible void of this dark hole, this black hole, and you're going to fall down in this black hole and something horrible is going to happen to you. And you're going to be totally victimized and miserable forever and ever and ever.
So we have to trust that this won't happen.
No, you don't have to trust that it won't happen. You don't really get trust, like, with a snap of the finger. Trust is something that you build. You build it yourself by loving yourself, by doing this healing and changing. Every time you do one and you feel the shift, and you know you have felt the shift. Every time you do it, every time you let it go, and you feel better about yourself, you build a piece of trust. And after you do this a number of times, then you can claim that trust. But if you try to jump into the trust, you're basically saying, I don't want to do the work. Come on, I want it to be ideal. Come on, I don't want to deal with any more of the darkness. Oh, I can't handle any more of the darkness. It's overwhelming. Which one is that? Child. Okay. And I really resent that I have to keep at it and keep at it, and it never seems to work for me. Adolescent. Or I'm never doing it good enough, or somehow or another, it never seems to work out for me. Young adult. You have to let go of that identity. And it takes courage, it takes awareness, and it takes loving yourself. You can't do it if you don't care for you. Dear ones, however, we want to emphasize you do love yourself. You do care about yourself. Yeah, there are parts of you that you set up inside yourself that act like you're worthless and who cares about you and I shouldn't have to care about you, that dismisses you. This is painful. This is part of where you install and sustain your commission of challenge. Isn't a part like that. And that part needs to go because it's in your identity. When you identify with the spiritual adult, you identify with an adult self whose motivation primarily is to love, touch, and heal. Number one. Number two, to expand and grow. Number three, create and co-create. When you're creating, those of you who are creative, and you see that as part of your identity, it's a positive identity as a creator. When you see yourself create, when you're in the process of creating, you're so close to your divine self. It's a joy, it's a bliss, it's an ecstasy. When you love and touch yourself and others and heal, what a joy, a bliss, and ecstasy. When you grow and expand, what a joy, a bliss, and ecstasy. That's what you identify with. It's not avoidance. The young adult will say, oh, you're just running away. You're just playing airy-fairy. You're just out and, you know, you're just, ha, 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 you. Oh, gosh, you're just thinking you're something smart. You haven't done enough You haven't achieved enough to deserve that. You're just fooling yourself, you stupid person. You'll get your comeuppance, says the slave driver. Let it go. Let that identity go. When these things come up, the first thing, if you can be aware of them and figure it out, that it's not you. There's nothing to do with you. It has to do with energy. Put it this way. It has to do with previous selves. It has to do with the mythology you've lived accordingly to. Or it has to do with your identity. Then you take it as a burden off of you. And instead, make it something that you, the spiritual adult, can deal with, that you can handle, that you can work with. It becomes stuff from the reality, from your consciousness, from your world that you can change, adjust, hone, tune, redo, redream, change, however you want it. It starts to become the stuff of consciousness and you become excited, you become intrigued. But you can't go there as long as you're taking it personally, as long as you're going back into the old filters, as long as you're trying to find the shortcuts. You have to be present and you have to be willing to let go of that identity. It takes certain courage to be present because when you're present, all the inner voices that say, you're bad, you're worthless, you're stupid, you're inadequate, you'll never make it. All the naysaying parts of yourself can come to the present, can come to the fore. If you're a child or adolescent or young adult, you cannot handle this without going into your knee-jerk automatic reaction. It's like Lynn, okay, this is another struggle. Now it's time for the champion to come in and work through it and overcome.
And what would the spiritual adult say to that?
It depends on how you perceive it. The spiritual adult says, okay, I feel this. Okay, this emotion, impact of this. This is the adolescent. This is the child. This is not part of me. This is part of my mythology. This is the old story. This is a story I've repeated to myself over and over again. I'm finally sick and tired of it. I'm going to let it go right now. See, that's an establishment of who you are and your intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, then you're in the void. It's a little scary. You have to make something up.
No, you don't have to make anything up. You're in the void. Experience it. Be present. You don't make it. You don't need to make anything up, dear one. You don't. When you're in the void, be there and know that that's the place where you can create. The void, most people will get in the void and they get all freaky. Mm-hmm. All right? That's the child. Child cannot handle it. Adolescent cannot handle it. Young adult cannot handle it. At least the old selves, the way they were, cannot handle it. And even the healed child, adolescent, young adult cannot handle it. It's beyond their ken. It's beyond their grasp. It's you, the spiritual adult. That's the only one who's going to be able to handle it. So in order for you to handle it, to handle the void, handle the change, handle the shift, you must go into your spiritual adult and stay there, which means all the voices of child, adolescent, and young adult, you must go into your spiritual adult, heal them, let them go, heal the story, heal the identity. And then you're going to anchor to your future self. You're going to call in your future self, which we're going to do a little bit later. It's part of what we're going to work with you later on. And we're going to call in your future self. And that future self is going to hold the resonance for you so you can heal. It's going to hold the light for you, the love for you. It's going to hold the dream and vision of your possibilities, your potentials. So that you can heal. So you can get the inspiration. So you can get the ideas. So you can then create from a new place, from a new platform. It takes practice. You're not going to get it like in a snap the very, very first time, but you will get a piece of it. And this will build a sense of strength and confidence that you can get the next piece of it. Now, we can hear your young adults thinking, oh, it's one of those long-term, painful, slow growth processes. Oh, damn it. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Don't let your young adult come in there and twist it and distort it and make yourself scared of doing it. Because frankly, if you choose to do it, you will see absolutely substantial positive changes within a month. Substantial. You can even see substantial ones within a week. It takes about 3 weeks to 4 weeks for a new habit to be built. That's all. How many years have you spent in the old habits? Decades? Right. 4 weeks. Give yourself 4 weeks. Be dedicated. Be willing. It's not hard once you catch the hang of it. Once you stop taking it personally and letting it wash over you and become and let yourself become powerless and go back into all this dark place. Once you stand up in your light, you're not going to fight. You're not going to struggle. You're just going to hold your resonance of healing. And from there, you'll get the inspirations of what to do. And whatever it is that you realize that it's appropriate for you to do, do it in a manner that is loving to you, nurturing to you. Do not do it like the young adult. Or do not do it, you know, the young adult is going to under pressure, under the... And then also, don't do it like the adolescent. With tremendous resistance at the same time. Okay, I'm doing it, but I don't want to. Okay, I'll do it, but I don't want to. Okay. Let that go. That's part of the old identity. And don't do it from the point of view of the child. Like, I don't think I can really do this. I'm not really confident I can do this. But, you know, all right, I'll give it a try. Yeah. Stay in the spiritual adult. You can do it. You are conscious beings. You are already very enlightened. Stop judging yourself. Stop getting yourself so scared with your story about yourself. You know, if you repeat your story, oh, this is what it always happens. How are you going to feel now? You have to be conscious. It's a story. It's not the truth. It's not real anymore. It's not real. Stop making it so real. Stop believing in it. It's old. It's done. It's something that maybe have worked temporarily for you when you were ignorant and falling down and hurting yourself and you didn't know what else to do. You didn't have any resources. Don't go there anymore. Your choice. Your choice. If you find yourself starting to go there, oh no, 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 I'm going there again. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, take your power back. Come on, come on. Love yourself. You can do it. Bring in your future self. If you need any kind of support, bring in your future self. Bring in the divine in you. You can bring in your higher self, your soul. You can bring in a representative of God, Goddess, all that is. You can bring in a beautiful guardian angel, whoever you need. You can bring us in. You can bring any spirit helper you know. But get the resonance up. Get it up. Don't go airy-fairy on yourself, though. Be real with it. Bring in the energy and make your claim. Okay, from the position of a powerful reality creator, how do I respond? But you have to really intend it. It takes will. It takes choice.
So can I reiterate then?
Yes.
Something happens. I need to get into my spiritual adult. I do that by making sure that the child, adolescent, and young adult are in their rooms where they have everything.
Yes.
And so then I'm in my spiritual adult, and I see the issue, mm-hmm. I look at it, figure it out.
All right. You see the issue, you don't generally have to figure it out, okay? You already know it.
Okay.
Okay, because it's your commissioner challenge, you're very familiar with it.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
So what you do is you just look at, all right, what is my story with this? What is my identity now? And say, okay, I've healed the child, adolescent, young adult. Now let me let go of my story. Okay? Let me let go of that old story. Let go of that identity of somebody who struggles and is the champion and so on. Let me let it go. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now you enter the void. Now you enter the space of creation. You hold your resonance. Now, what would a powerful light being, reality creator, do? What is magical now about you? What can you call? What resources do you have?
Lots.
You have lots of resources.
Yes, lots.
You have tremendous. You can call in your future self. Huge resource. The healed one. The successful one. The one who's got it. All right? They know what it takes. They have the new mythology in place. They have a new story. A better story. Now, admittedly, this growth never ends. Expansion never ends. So you're continuously getting rid of your old story. Only at the point when it becomes limiting, of course, and you move to a new one, a bigger one, an expanded one. Once you get the hang of doing this, dear ones, you will find your power growing day by day. You will find opportunities. You will open to possibilities, which is the dreaming of the positive young adult can offer you. You can explore them from the divine reality creator self. And if it's in alignment with your resonance of highest good and highest joy and highest power, if it enables you to become more, if it's more empowering, if it's more freeing for you as a spiritual being, if it offers to you a greater capacity to love, touch, heal, create, and grow, then you may want to go for it. But you see, your universe will bring you the magic. The universe will bring you the external pieces, all the healing, and all the opportunities that you need for healing will present themselves to you. But you have to be in the resonance of alignment with it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, too. Next question. We covered a lot of ground with that one. We went all over the place with that one.
I know we've talked about love and loving oneself and the power of the love of oneself.
Yes.
What about forgiveness? I'm thinking of other teachings that really put a lot of emphasis on forgiveness. And as I'm going through this process and I'm driving down the street or I'm walking past an object and that object reflects back to a time when I was a child or a young adult or even, you know, some other time an adult, and a bee at a going onto a flower reminds me of, you know, something that happened when, not that it's a bad or a good, but it just all of a sudden I transform into a time when I was a child looking at a bee. And so these things are kind of coming quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe a two-part question. So,
all right. So what is the question then?
Well, the question is, where does forgiveness, is forgiveness as part of the process?
All right. Okay, good. Because, yes, it is kind of a question and a statement, right? We're going to answer the statement first. When you experience a bee on a flower, and you look at the wonder and the beauty of the bee and the beauty of the flower and see the order of nature, the, the higher, the divine nature of how this bee is going after the flower, going after getting the pollen. And you might see the type of bee that puts it on the legs, and the legs are all filled up with pollen, and, you know, the bee's doing its thing. It's following its nature, right? Very often, this is very inspirational for people. What you're experiencing is your healed child self in wonder. All right? See, it depends on which child you're in. If you're in the limited child, then you're going to feel powerless. It's not a very pretty place. It's not a nice, comfortable feeling. You're going to feel, ooh, that was really very, very difficult. You understand?
Yeah. One other aspect is sometimes I go back to a time where, you know, I might have hurt somebody. Somebody hurt me. And these things are coming up quite often. And
right.
They're very fast. They're
because
very
you're
fast.
Clearing.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing a spiritual detox.
I see. Okay.
All right. And this, a lot of what goes on that we've done today already has been a big spiritual detox.
Right.
Right. You get the toxic stuff out. Right. You got to clean it out. It's like a spiritual colonic. Right.
Uh-huh.
Get the shit out. Right.
Right. So there's you don't put any energy into it. You just watch it just come and go. It's just like
a leaf
down a stream.
The spiritual adult is going to recognize what went on there, recognize perhaps the pain of an unresolved or a difficult situation of the past, and you're going to love yourself. You're going to think of yourself with love, and you'll remember the hardship that you went through as the adolescent or the child or the young adult, whoever it was that experienced those things. And you can also feel the sense of remorse about, you know, the pain that because of this pattern, because of this way that you had of your identity and your mythology of yourself at the time, put someone else through. Yeah, you can, if you feel that forgiveness is needed, that there's a sense that you need a ritual of releasing this, a ritual of loving, a ritual of reestablishing love energy there, then please go ahead and do forgiveness. It is a powerful, powerful tool. Now, when you heal your inner child and your inner adolescent and your inner young adult who are suffering or struggling or whatever they're doing, when you heal them, essentially, you're also understanding that their interference in your life was not because they had it maliciously out for you, but because that was the way they were reaching to you, the one in the now, to deal with their pain and their fear. Right? So when you do healings for them, you can, if you feel appropriate, to tell them that you forgive them. And if you like, it's taken you a long time to get to this point, so maybe you ought to ask their forgiveness of you for not having healed them before.
Correct. Right? Okay.
Now, if there's a situation that when you think about it in the past where you've created pain for someone else or someone else has created pain for you and there's an unresolvedness there and it never got physically resolved in your physical life, right? Feel if that feels unfinished or not. Feel, are you at peace with that now? Have you come to terms with it and are totally at peace? Or do you feel there's something like, there's something left? If you feel there's something left, then in meditation, just simply go to that person and step in into a meditation with that person and face that person and talk to them and love them and forgive them and ask their forgiveness of you. Because, frankly, nobody hurts anybody else really as intentionally as you may think. If you look back on your life, the people that you have hurt, when someone says, well, did you intentionally want to hurt this person? No, generally not. Maybe you were angry at them and you wanted to make them upset. That's about the extent of it. Maybe you were jealous of them. Maybe you wanted to revenge yourself against them or something. That's heavy. And maybe you need to forgive yourself first and send love to them and recognize that their responses and their reactions were part of the game. It wasn't like you, they're innocent and you're not. Okay. Or that you're the innocent one and they're not. They're bad. You know, none of that is true. That's all projections. That's all imaginations of the adolescent at that time. So when you clear out and heal the inner child, adolescent, or young adult, whoever was involved in that relationship. And for those of you who are older than 25, all right, and you've experienced subsequent to age 25, you've experienced relationship situations that may still not be resolved, even if the person is like passed over or whatever, and but you still don't feel resolved with it, then it's generally stuck in still in the child, adolescent, and young adult. So you heal them. Again, step into your spiritual adult. Connect with your future self. And then if you feel that you still need to forgive yourself for having been such a, you know, an a-hole, okay, then okay. But the thing is that you shamed yourself. And the main thing is to take the shame off of you. In a way, forgiveness is a ritual form of release on a multidimensional level. That's why it works. But on the other hand, very few people really know that underneath it all, there really, in a sense, is really essentially nothing to forgive. If you can recognize and honor the divine in you and the divine in others. And if you're not in any shame, what is there to forgive of you? You see? So in essence, what you go is for that resonance of value within yourself, of love within yourself. You can love, touch, and heal someone else who you have not even seen in decades. And you can do it in meditation. And you can feel the release. And if you had a difficult relationship with them, go and experience anger. Go beat them up. Get it out. If you still feel it, if the anger comes up, oh, I'm still angry at them for what they did. Then go blow them up, beat them up, clear them out, and then forgive them, and then love them, and then wish them a beautiful life. You can't just go to wishing them a beautiful life. You see, you've got to get the emotions out. And whoever it was that was involved at that time, the aspects of the child, adolescent, or young adult that were involved, you want to heal that. Heal that self that's still disturbed, that for whom that reinforces some horrible story of their life. Oh, yeah, you know, I always do that with relationships. I've screwed up a whole bunch of relationships. I really am not good at this thing. Is that an identity you want to carry with you? Is that the story you want to own? No. What is your weakness? Oh, I've got this, this, and this, and this, and this. Okay, what are your strengths? Scratch the head. Galexis, could you tell me what my strengths are? Come on, you know them. Love yourself. Honor yourself. Respect yourself. Accept yourself. You see? As you get into that divine love, all the stuff of the past is just part of the drama that's passing away. Now, we want you to understand, some of you are addicted to drama. This is really catchy. This is adolescent in full dudgeon. All right? This is the princess. This is the hero, like in Lynn, hero. This is the mythology that comes with the adolescent. When you heal that and you're free of that, oh, you don't have to have the drama anymore. You know what happens when the drama's gone? You can step into your passion, your joy, your natural state of bliss that lies underneath that. It's just so freeing. It's so beautiful. Always remember, the new reality is founded on, and this we keep repeating this, it's founded on four qualities. Power, love, freedom, and safety. and you don't want to utilize your child, adolescence, or young adult definitions of these. Your child's definition of safety is so limited. Your safety is going to be coming from your sense of level of mastery and your understanding of who you are. Then you realize that all that is being created is yours, and you can do with it what you desire, what you choose, if you hold your resonance as the reality creator you are. You enter into safety. It's a new state. If people don't, of the four, people understand the other three much better than safety. We have to say, safety is just kind of like a total beyond the pale concept. So we're always kind of hesitant by putting that in at first. But it is the foundation that you create. But you can get to power, and you can get to love, and you can step into your freedom. And by the time you get to those, the safety will be very evident. Of these four, you don't have any one by itself. What do they say? A rising tide lifts all ships. So if you work on your power, your love, freedom, and safety will rise. If you work on your freedom, your love, power, and safety will rise, etc., etc. You're going to enjoy working on one more than another. And that's fine. You don't have to be super loving if you find freedom much more intriguing. Because you'll raise the power as you work with it. It's all part of the new reality template.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, dear one. Thank you. We're going to take another break. We're going to take a 10-minute break this time. And when we come back, we're going to take you on a meditation. We're going to do some healing. We're going to create a download for you. And then for those of you here in personal attendance, at the end of the meditation, if you would like, this is your choice, we will touch you.
Yes.
All right. We will infuse you with love, your love, actually. Channel through us as the facilitator healer, right? Divine energy and our love for you, so, so huge. We just love to touch you. And so we'll arrange that at the end. But for now, 10 minutes, and we'll see you back here. Farewell.